you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie. Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio. All right, welcome to Witch Police Radio. I'm here with a band that has been on the show before, but it's been a really long time, and I kind of regret not having you on sooner, because the reason we're having you on now is because the band is, well, you're ending, you're wrapping things up. And so I think the best way to start this off, we can talk about why that's happening, you know, how that's happening, all those things. But if you want to introduce yourselves, give some back, maybe if you can put, you know, who you are, what instrument you play in the band, and then listeners can put a name to the voice. So whoever feels like jumping in first and wants to introduce themselves, go for it.
Jenny, you start.
Jenny, you start.
Let's go from oldest to youngest. My name's Jenny. I play bass, and I love yelling, so bass and yelling.
Right on.
I'm Trav. I play the drums, and I also sometimes yell, but just off my thing.
I'm Jimmy. I play the axe. Is that what you call it nowadays? Anyways, I also yell.
Right on. So we got,
with my axe.
Cool. And the three of you collectively are your mom. And like I said, you know, right at the beginning there, the reason we're doing this now is because the band is having one final hurrah. So what's the, I guess maybe before we even get to that show that's happening, how long has this been a band? Because it's been a while. I mean, I think I remember, when we arranged this, I started looking up a bunch of videos. I try to listen to as much as I can whenever I set up an interview with somebody. And it goes back pretty far. Like, it's been at least a decade, right?
2013. August of 2013.
That's a long time. That's a really long time for, like, a local band to be together. So why now? Why end it now? I mean, you've already been doing it this long. Why not just keep perpetually keeping your mom alive?
Tired of playing the fucking drums.
Can I swear?
Oops, you can. Well, sorry. You did already. It's all good. It's all good. I mean, is that the actual reason? Are you guys just sort of fed up of doing this band for this long, or is there some other reason why it's ending?
Well, I'm an arborist, so I've been just kind of like getting like mad balls into it, and it's just kind of taking like a lot of time, and I have I plan on moving BC with my girlfriend.
Okay.
I'm just waiting to see what comes of that, and that's the kind of next move for me and her, and it sucks, but you know, that's unless you guys want to move there with me.
Fail pack right now.
Yeah, all right, we'll be right there.
But that's I guess one of the main reasons.
That makes sense. I mean, you don't want to, you have your three member band, you don't want to lose one and then it's a two piece and then what are you gonna do?
I wouldn't want it, you know, if Chad wasn't it, it wouldn't be, you know, collective sack of your mom, you know.
Right on.
We've never, like, we've had temporary replacements for a show because somebody, couldn't get last minute. But I think that only happened, like two, maybe three times. But the band wouldn't be a band without the three of us.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure. So you're having a farewell show, right? It's coming up. I mean, by the time people hear this, it'll be happening, maybe not imminently, but soon. So what are the details of that show? And then we can sort of get into some other stuff about the band itself.
So the last show is going to be at Osborne Tap House on Friday, March 28th. Doors are at 8, bands are at 9, and it's only $10 for 4 bands.
I didn't know you could do that anymore. No, that was legal to have $10 shows anymore. It seems like they're always 15, 20, 30, something ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, like, the one thing that I guess we collectively thought about was that we want to make music accessible for everyone. And it's not about making it big or getting rich. It's just, let's just have everyone be able to attend as best they can. Is that was deep down to.
We tried to get rich and it didn't work out. Sorry for a jump, Brad.
$4 shows. Yeah. Getting paid $4 at a show. That happened once.
Yeah, you know. That's good money to bring in.
Yeah, that paid for our ferry ride.
Right on.
At least the dock.
So with this band, I mean, what do you think is, I was going to say, what do you think the legacy of this band is? That sounds really pretentious. Like, what do you think is sort of you guys have accomplished, I guess, over this lengthy time of being a band? I know you have multiple releases out. You played a lot of shows. You've done some touring. What is sort of your feeling, I guess, about this band's history overall now that it's sort of wrapping up?
It's hard because I'm assuming I never know it because I can't look for, but I would say, like, you know, if we could, anybody could do it. Just get out there, start making music.
Start making a racket. I also think, you know, some people chose to remember us by getting tattoos of our band logo. We've seen two of them so far.
It's insane.
So, I mean, that's a pretty permanent, dedicated decision. Never in my life did I ever think that a band would have that I've or any of us have been in that would make such a huge impact on someone.
I got a case of OEE's whoever gets to your mom tattooed on the face. Doesn't have to be a big one. I'll get you a case of OE.
I just hope that people can remember us as a band that just love to have fun. It's all about fun. You know, it's all about ridiculous stories. It's all about good memories. You can't pay for those. No, we just kind of made it happen. And I think those 6 provinces across 3 tours, that's me. I'm really happy with.
Yeah, that's almost more important than the whole getting rich thing, right? Which wasn't going to happen anyway with a punk band to begin with.
No, when you speak of legacy, like, I think people will remember that we're just, you know, we're all huggers. We're all just, doesn't matter what you look like. We'll give you a hug. We'll have a beer. We'll shoot the shit. Like, I forget where we toured. And they're just like, wow, those Winnipeg people, they're a lovable bunch. They're a cute bunch. And like, yeah, we are. No, we're here. We're here for that reason.
Oh, yeah.
Show, just jump over a group of people on a skateboard.
I was just going to mention that.
That became a thing for a while.
That's a good signature to have, right? People expect that. You go to a show, someone's going to see the skateboard thing.
Bye.
what you were just saying there about the friendliness and sort of the you know, the vibe of the band. One of my things I like the most about your band is, again, I was watching a bunch of videos leading up to this of live stuff, and I really appreciate how you seem extremely polite and nice and friendly while you're talking to the audience. Like, it just seems very subdued and chill, and then you're immediately like screaming F-bombs at people. And the transition from, like, you know, really nice, polite polite folks having a conversation with the crowd to just like instantly screaming in their faces, it really works well. I like it. But thank, I know it's not a question, I'm just an observation about
I think, like, we're really nice to the people that we've been nice to. We're nice to everybody, but sometimes there's people that there's people that aren't so nice, and that song material
we capitalize off the hate, I guess. It's, I don't care. It's fun. It's just, you just gave us more ideas to write a song, I guess. But yeah, we're nice till someone's not nice, I guess, is the best way to put it, really. Yeah. Well, we'll deal with it. Oh, yeah, let's have a talk. What's wrong?
And it's all a balance too, you know? So we are very nice people. We attract niceness, but also that attracts, you know, dickheads and shit.
I mean, you've been around for this long. The band's wrapping up, but obviously you've been through sort of seeing the way that the local music scene has changed over that time. What has sort of been your impression of the way things have sort of, I mean, partway through you had the pandemic too, right? So that's completely changed sort of everyone's perception of how to be a band and how to play shows and everything. But have you seen any kind of major changes in the way the punk scene or the local music scene in general has sort of existed over that time?
One of the things that I will say, not how it's changed, but something that we have been lucky to have, are multiple venues to play at. And, you know, where one unfortunately closes, another one will open. We're really lucky to have that. And something kind of that I noticed when we were on tour, a lot of the times, that, oh, yeah, this is the one punk venue. Or, you know, it's just in this person's house because there is no punk venue, that kind of thing. So I want to say that my main observation is we've had a few venue changes, or perhaps, you know, some people have different preferences on where to play for different reasons. I'll play wherever, but that would say, yeah, we're the evolving venue things. I'm sorry, it's just terrible. What about you guys?
I mean, I would say, like, things have changed big time, like, well, as far as DIY venues go, like, just like I always tell the guys, I'm like, man, we gotta play like the greasiest, like, obnoxious, weirdest place we can, you know, like, just like whenever someone has like a house show, I'm just like, dude, house show, like I'll play a house show over like any, like, even like high populated venue, you know,
for sure.
It's rowdy here.
Seems too, yeah.
I think, like originally when we first started, like I was in some other bands. We didn't know bookers, we didn't know promoters, and I'm not tech savvy, so we just threw parties at the house, and that's kind of how we started in a way. Like, I think we just, I mean, I'm sure we played just before playing the house parties, but like, it was that's kind of how it was for me and stuff. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, all right, well, as place, let's throw a bunch of people in my small basement. You know how many screens we can pick in here?
Oh, wow, there were holes in the walls back then too.
Do you have, sorry, go ahead. Again, with me, have multiple people talking, it gets a bit tricky to follow who's saying what, but yeah, please go ahead.
Oh, no. I was basically done saying, like, we had some big sized holes that found in graffiti where around a place, like, place looks like I didn't have, because I did have operations, but it was really a party house when we first started. But I've still been living here.
We started in your backyard, too.
Yeah, Victor.
Oh, my God. So that was, what, summer of 2013, and we just decided to screw around and play some music. And we go outside, and we should start a band. oh yeah, what should we name it? And this guy named Victor, who never says anything, just pipes up and says, your mom. And I don't think we've seen him since, have we?
Well, he was still living.
Where is he?
He was still living for a while. Like, he said it as a joke. Oh, call your mom. And like, you guys were super, and I remember being like, God, no. And then I'd warmed up to the idea. Okay, if we do this, it'd be your mom. It'd be your mom.
Your and mom with a U.
Yeah.
I think we tried to change that too. Maybe like a little farther down the line. I think. Yeah, we tried to change it to up your auntie.
I get so confused. So I had to message you guys. Like, all right.
It didn't slap as hard as your mom, though.
Yeah, your mom's a good name. And it's nice and short, too, right? So it fits well on a poster. And yeah, it's a good one.
Jenny almost got fought at a venue for that.
Oh,
because of the name?
That story. Okay. Story time. We were playing. It was at Ozzy's or the Zoo. I just want to say to venues, thank you so much for having those little tent chalk signs outside on the sidewalk, because it actually saved me from getting my ass kicked one time. As we were there, I was outside for a minute and there is these two ladies standing there. And they said, oh, is there something going on here tonight? I'm like, yeah, my band is playing. You should totally come out. I was all excited. Oh, let's invite people in the show, right? And I said, oh, who's your band? I said, your mom. As one chick whips around and she's like, my mom just died, you smart ass. And she just started tearing me apart. And started a little bit aggressive. I was like, no. Look at the sign. Look at the sign on the sidewalk. Oh, this awkward sign. I'm so sorry. Do you think I'm just going to be a dick right off the bat?
Did they come to the show?
No.
It would have been cool if they eventually
decided. It would have been so cool. Yeah, no.
Yeah, we're just like, we're her mom.
I don't know if that's a good one or a bad one.
Do you, I know you have a bunch of records out over this time that you've been a band. Do you have a lot of stuff that's recorded that hasn't been released? Like, is there a vault of your mom stuff that is just sitting there somewhere? Or have you sort of been actively putting out all the stuff you record?
Can I take this one?
Yeah.
I have everything we've ever done. But everything that we've done, I think it's been released in one way or another. Is that true? Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Never recorded the newer stuff.
Yeah, that's true. We have a boatload of songs that never got to record. But we have like 5 pounds of bullshit. Yeah, fun. That's what I said, right? 500? Did I say 300? I don't know.
I think he said 5.
Yeah, so we have the song 500 Pound Bullshit that never made a record. But when we, the last year or two, I can't remember how long it's been, but we released like a bunch of the same records, but put in like really shitty fucking sleaze and other stuff. And then I started including random songs at the end, like Secret Sozzle. So you might find on there, but what I really like to do is just release Mom Anthology and just put everything we've ever recorded out so people can hear it later.
You definitely should do that. Yeah. And I think I have some of those shitty like CDR versions of your albums too. Like, so I should check. I usually just put music on and leave it playing. So I didn't see if there's any secret tracks, but I think I'm going to check it out afterwards.
I made sure to save everything as far as the recordings that we were done in one way or other. So yeah, because like we had like when we were recording 500 pound bullshit and fucking cunt, that was in the basement where I like right. Well, it's different, but like dude, it's very much the same.
Cool.
And when we do that song, we like turn away from G.
You can't handle it. We're like 5 years old mentally.
Yeah, because the song is a bunch of quotes from like Tourette's guy, and we just love that. I thought it was hilarious. so we're trying to, you know, we've all the hard stress, bass, hard. Now time for vocals, and we just laugh and like, oh man. Oh man, what if like one of my neighbors heard that?
For our for the song "Pissed Off, Fuck You," I was singing the chorus like it's like pissed off, fuck you. But I'm saying piss, duh, fuck you. I still say it. Like, if you catch me singing that, I'm probably still singing that. Like,
grown up content.
I noticed that like words like fuck and piss and some of these things come up quite often in the songs, and it's pretty good. It's definitely a feel, right? Like it's the sort of the aesthetic of piss and shit and whatever else. Do you not speaking of piss and shit, but do you have anything planned for this show? Like, what can people expect at this show? Because it is a last show. Usually that's sort of more than just a regular gig they might have seen over the years.
Real quick right now, I want a pinata. I'm going to make it happen. If anyone wants to drop their suggestions as to what to put in the pinata, I'm all open. Message me on social media.
What kind of pinata? Like, do you have a shape in mind, or?
I could take a paper mache of my own mom. Hey, I need to borrow you for a few hours.
Oh, man. Sorry, just a quick side note. We had this. We kind of joked around this this idea that we'll have like the cover of one of our CDs as like our own moms with our instruments.
It's a great idea.
I still want that.
Our moms with our instruments. I'm so in.
That's a great idea.
Let's not even be on the album. It's just our mom.
Yeah.
Like the music too? The music is your mom's as well?
The music will probably still be, but all the photos and artwork will be our mom.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Lend him a punk vest or something, battle vest, and just, hey, I need you to put together this outfit, hold this bass guitar, hold this guitar, hold these drumsticks, you know? You guys are doing a band photo now.
I'm sure collectively you guys have enough of that, the battle vest and all that shit too, right? That you could lend to the parents, the moms.
You could, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think my mom wants to wear my stinky vest, though. I think she probably has. She's cool as fuck, but nah, I don't think she'd wear that one.
My mom would be offended with the things on said vest.
Why can't you stay away? Don't you know that someone-
Who the fuck does that again?
Your band is called Your Mom. Obviously, you've explained sort of what the background behind that is, but what do your moms think about this? I mean, you know, I feel like if I was in a band called Your Mom, my mom would want to hear it, and then I don't know if she would appreciate necessarily some of the lyrics and stuff. Have you, what do your moms think about the band?
My mom and dad, well, especially my dad, like, you're still playing that screaming shit, or people actually listen to that. My grandma used to say, "What's that dirge?"
It's pretty good.
My mom's worked during.
Oh, sorry, Jimmy, you give her.
No, you give her.
Fucking worked door, and like, she's been at shows.
And she obviously enjoys it enough, I guess, if she to work door and show up. Or... Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily a thing, but, you know, we have some beers, you know, we chill.
Great. Right.
At least she's just happy I'm doing things.
And my mom doesn't, she's like, if she doesn't have anything nice to say, she won't say anything. But I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm in the band. She'll go on. And it's like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, hell yeah, it's nice, Ma. I love you. But I remember one time I saw my mom after we played a show in the zoo. And I just saw her randomly. I guess she was in the back there, vendor there. And I just saw her randomly. I was like, Ma, your mom, not Cookum, we're your mom. It was awesome. I still have a photo on my Instagram of that. And we had the devil horns and everything.
That's great.
It was a good time.
Does someone want to plug the show again? I mean, I know it's happening soon. By the time people hear this, it'll be, you know, maybe even a week away or something like that. So what are the details of this final extravaganza?
Jenny.
Okay. March 28th. What the hell day is it? Yeah. March 28th. It's a Friday. Osborne Tap House. Doors at 8. Bands at 9. $10. We have No Complacent, Sans Regret, and Chernobyl Wolves playing the show with us, which we're really excited about.
And we better see you there.
I'm coming. Yeah, I'm definitely coming.
Bring your mom.
Yeah.
I don't think
she'd like it that much, but I'm coming anyway. Yeah. The good thing about this being a podcast, right? Obviously, someone could hear it when it comes out, in which case the show's happening. Hopefully, they'll get a ticket and show up. But if they hear it like a year from now or 2 years from now, because I can't stop doing this shit, so it's going to be all around forever. So if someone hears this like 10 years from now and they want to hear your mom, what is the best way to do that? I mean, you know, obviously there won't be shows happening, presumably, far down the road, but where do you exist on the internet that people can find you?
Bandcamp and shitty phone recordings.
That one's our Facebook page.
Instagram.
I think, I didn't really get to talk to you guys this too much, but our lady Muse is free and we can lease everything we've ever done off it. And we put all our shit out there. People can do on Spotify, music, and all that shit. Just coagulate all that.
Will it pay more than Victoria on the $4 show? I'm in.
Probably not.
We're going to get paid shit, but it doesn't matter. We're done.
Yeah, I think with Spotify, you'll make like 0.003 cents or something. And
but beer money.
But can you buy a beer with 0.03 cents?
As long as it builds up over a few years.
Get aboard one beer by the end of a decade.
We're going to have it like enough people to like get like half a shot at in the Brooklyn's.
We have to share it. Oh yeah, so speaking of the stunts jumping over people, I'll bring a shovel and we'll see if I can do it on the snowy ground. I think I can do it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're on shovel.
And you gotta be there too. You gotta lie down.
Hey, I'll do it, yeah.
You know, Sam, you have to be the last ears.
I'll do it.
You probably touch your dick. You're in the bar.
In the bar would be funny, yeah. I used to do that one when I was a kid. We used to do it with toboggans. We'd go over a hill and everyone would get crushed because, you know, we're little kids. But we had lined up with like 10 people and it was tough being on the end, but, you know.
Yes. Right on.
Awesome. So people should come and get crushed by a skateboard and listen to some punk rock.